Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker, and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Really thank you for your presence and sharing with us this space, sharing with us your energy, because this is really what's helped us create these experiences together and allow the speakers, like really amazing speakers, to come and guide us through our awakening process and to connect deeper to our truth, and also to be able to create like a space and flow of energy that's really help us to be more grounded in our body, and so we can which can really help us connect easier and faster to our true self, to our soul. So today I'm really, really honored and happy that Brian Desko is joining us. This is the first time he joins us on the show. And for those of you who are not maybe familiar with his work, he is a master builder and owner of Twisted Age Studios, and creator of Leading Edge Energy Tools, along with his family. And they are creating like really, really powerful tools, energy tools, as tensor, rings that are, house-based, higher dimensional tools that really can emanate a flow of energy, and can be very beneficial for us, to our body, to our health, and also to our can help us in our connection to our higher self and soul. And also it can be very beneficial for our environment and space, as we all know, like we are like every day like receiving electromagnetics, because we are using everyday telecommunications, and also we are using electronic devices every day. So these tools can really, really help us with this. And so he will be sharing more about that and the technology they are using, and how this can really help us in becoming a conscious creator. And really can help us transform the environment and the space that we are living in. Very excited about that. Then in the second part of the call, we will have a Q&A where you can ask your questions. And also toward the end of the call, we'll have a Sacred Heart activation. So stay tuned for that. And before we start, I want to quickly share with you a little bit more about Brian. So Brian Desko has dedicated his life to planetary evolution and beyond, and he is best known as Master Builder and owner of Twisted Age Studios, creator of Leading Edge Energy Tools. In the past years, Brian has assisted in the clearing of planetary grid systems while bringing through and utilizing new energy systems. The cleaning and clearing work on cosmic proportions is where Brian thrived and grew within the old paradigm. His soul's calling still remains bringing through the higher consciousness tools, which are anchored into the fields of the tensor rings he and his family produce in South Dakota. With that, Brian, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Monsef, thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. And thank you all the listeners who joined us today. I hope we can share some really great tools, both energetic and physical, with you today.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you. And I talked a little bit about the technology that you are using and how you are marrying both science and spiritual in a really powerful way. So I would love in the beginning for those of our audience who are new to what you are creating, if you can share with us a little bit of background about the technology, how it works.
Wonderful, certainly. So tensor rings are the twisted copper rings that you see, and there's many variations. You can make spheres and coils and such, but a tensor ring, as Mazef said, it is based in science, which the science side of it is basically a copper wire has an alignment of a crystalline structure within it. And that creates a flow of energy within the copper wire known as piezoelectric energy. So we take that copper wire and we fold it in half and we twist it. We spin it actually in a drill and it becomes a long twisted wire. Then we cut it to a very specific measurement. So these specific measurements were, you know, were used to build pyramids, align sacred sites on the planet, some of the newer qubit measures that we use, and these are referred to as qubit measures. These sacred measurements, the newer ones are coming from geometries that have been coming onto the planet. They're just a higher frequency of an antenna. Because really that's what the tensor rings are, is they are a piezoelectric powered antenna, is basically what a tensor ring is. When you cut that specific length of that twisted copper wire, we cut them to within the hundred thousandths of a centimeter here in our studio, and then we round that to bring the ends back together. So it's basically creating a counter-rotating vortex within this copper ring. And it seems like such a simple tool, which it truly is. The tensor ring, once we weld the ends together, this ring never needs cleaned or cleared. It acts as a room temperature superconductor. Again, a little bit of the science behind it. It will negate magnetic fields. It has such a high spin rate within this column of energy that it actually makes water lighter in weight in the lab. It's putting such a high spin rate to the water molecule. And then what it does with water is really phenomenal, as well as electromagnetics, as well as with our own fields. But the tensor rings, again, just kind of speaking on the science of it for right now, the field that comes out of this tensor ring, it's like a column of light. So within that ring, it's just kind of like a flashlight that goes out both sides of that ring. And again, it's creating that counter-rotating vortex. Now, that's the tensor field in general. And when I say that they are a piezoelectric powered antenna, what the antenna connects to is the higher dimensional tools that we create here at Twisted Sage Studios, which are then brought into this tensor field. So to give you an example, we work with a lot of consciousness, basically like the tensor fields, where they are working with the physical restructuring of water, it is also working with that higher consciousness of water. So in the energetic portion of these tools, those higher dimensional aspects of the tensor tools, we create a space, a sacred space that's very well guided, guarded, protected. Within that sacred space, we invite in the consciousness of water, let's say, and the consciousness of the earth elementals, the consciousness of all plant, crystal, mineral kingdoms of the planet. Things like that that are housed within those etheric templates, the higher dimensional aspect of these tools. So then within this tensor ring, we have that tensor field, which is connected to the higher dimensional aspect of the tool, which can then bring through the consciousness of water, of plants, crystals, minerals. So basically, this tensor ring then becomes a giant toolbox, an etheric toolbox. Now, if you think of other devices that just produce frequencies, like let's say you have a frequency generator, and it is only producing frequencies, and so those frequencies, you have to determine whether they are helpful and beneficial to you, how much of them to utilize, and for how long, for like let's say using radionics or any other frequency emitting device. For the tensor rings, it is actually the higher soul self that acts as the filter for what comes through in the ring. So it's interesting, when we see somebody holding on to a tensor ring, we see that is their higher soul self that is right there with them holding on to that ring. So one of the beautiful things about these tensor rings is that they are bringing us a higher connection with our higher selves, with our soul. And so then it is the soul that brings through whatever it is that you need at any specific time through that ring. Because if these rings, if we were just receiving all those frequencies and properties that come through them, we wouldn't be able to utilize them. So everything within this tensor ring is harmonized to each specific individual of what they need at any given time. So there's where the marriage of the scientific and the spiritual come in, is, the higher dimensional tools look at the higher soul self. Now, the tensor rings were actually first discovered by a gentleman named Slim Sperling. He was from South Dakota as well. Now, Slim and his whole team, there was quite a few people that worked with Slim in the beginning to create these rings in the early 90s. They discovered that there were very certain measurements that came out of the Great Pyramid that would produce frequencies, kind of like one of the qubit measures that comes out of the Great Pyramid is producing this sine wave of hydrogen. So it's kind of like a ham radio antenna, if anybody knows about ham radios, where basically you have a length of wire and you cut it to a very specific length and it produces a frequency, a sine wave. Now, tensor rings, they're quite a bit different in that there's only certain qubit measures that will actually produce a working tensor field. Out of the 6 qubit measures that come out of the Great Pyramids, there are only one of those that is producing a working tensor ring, and that is the 144 megahertz ring. So that is what Slim Sperling and those who worked with him in the very beginning, in the early 1990s, they discovered that you could take this specific measurement of the sacred qubit from the Great Pyramids and cut it in a length of wire and bring the ends together. And then it was creating a bipolar field. One side would produce a spin in one direction that was beneficial. The other side would produce a spin that is non-beneficial. So that's when they started playing with the idea of taking the wire and twisting it, kind of like they do in electrical, where it balances that electrical field. So when they did that and they brought the ends together, that was when they created the first tensor ring. Now, Slim Sperling and friends, they did a lot of testing. They actually brought in the military at one time in the early 90s to take a look at these tensor rings. And the military found that they could not weaponize this field. They could not project negative thought forms through the field or anything of that nature. So the military didn't want anything to do with this technology, because this technology is a higher technology. It is produced from the heart, and it transforms things of ill will and of non-beneficial energies. So along the way, Slim passed away actually in 2007, and I started working with Slim in 2010 when he had come to me through some friends of mine who actually introduced me to the late Slim Sperling after he had passed. And ever since 2010, I've been working with Slim and just expanding on this whole technology. So we've came across a lot of qubit measures that produce different frequencies, such as the 188 megahertz, the 333, the 764. And then we started getting into these higher frequency qubits that did not produce a measurable megahertz field. Because once we started working with the etheric templates and bringing in all of the other wonderful stuff, like the consciousness of water and crystals, then the tensor fields begin to bring through so many levels and layers that it was not a measurable field. And also that that frequency would change depending on who was holding on to it and what they need at any given time. So the harmony ring has been one of our more popular rings through the years. The balance and harmony ring, that specific measure was created with the standard Teotihuacan unit. That is a measurement that was used to build many of the megalithic structures in Central and South America and in Mexico, such as the city of Teotihuacan. And unlike the Great Pyramids, where specific measurements were used to build the pyramids themselves, the Teotihuacan unit was used actually to lay out the distance between pyramids. It was more in a form of geomancy, of working with the earth energies. So the standard Teotihuacan unit is one that we used for the harmony rings. Now, to give a little bit more information about, you know, the etheric templates, just to give you another idea, my sister, Brenda Schnoes, now Brenda is a channel for the Elders Three. It is a group of three indigenous women who are here basically to assist in the expansion of consciousness in a heart-centered way. Now, my sister, Brenda Schnoes, she is very much responsible for all of my growth and movement, and also for the creation of so many of these etheric tools. She has helped me discover the etheric tools and to work with them on constructing those. Now, when Brenda and I were looking for an etheric, we were trying to create an etheric tool to make a set of dowsing rods, because through the process of my own evolution, I began to be a self-taught dowser, and I would teach dowsing classes on how to use a dowsing rod. And through that time, we discovered that you could actually move geomagnetic lines, close polar vortexes, things like that, through conscious intent from the sacred space of the heart. So through conscious intent, we could do a lot of wonderful things within our environment. So we were trying to create this etheric tool and put it into a dowsing rod, which we use the standard Teotihuacan unit as a measure for this dowsing rod. While we were out there working on the higher dimensional plane trying to create this tool, one just showed up for us. And this was a golden light rod. It was an ancient etheric tool we feel was probably older than the galaxy, more than likely older than the universe. It was a light rod that could not be used by the human. It had to be used by the soul, because it is such a powerful tool in that it will clear timelines and realities which no longer serve us, as well as doing what we were looking for in a dowsing rod, which is moving geopathic lines, geomagnetic lines, closing portal vortexes, clearing ghosts, waywards, entities. And so we then put that tool, that golden light rod, into the standard Teotihuacan unit. And basically, when you use that dowsing rod or any of the wands that we create that are out of brass, it's seen that you as the human are holding on to the physical tool, the dowsing rod, but it is the higher soul self that is holding on to the energetic tool, because everything that we do with these tools, no matter if they're the tensor rings or the wands or the dowsing rods, everything is done in that higher plane, which then manifests into the physical. And so it's always the soul work, the soul level work that we do, which makes the shifts and changes here on the physical, because it is truly where the magic and miracles are within that field, those higher dimensional planes, those higher energy planes where we exist. And that's where we do the work, which then affects us here in the physical reality. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about all this, Monsef? I assume this kind of goes along with a lot of what your listeners and presenters all are working with in these concepts.
Right, and exactly. And I really find it fascinating. And like, also, this is the first time like I hear someone who can talk about science and spirituality in that deeper way, because like either way, if we go from spiritual way or from scientific way, like it will lead us to the other through the explanation that you gave, and that was really powerful. Like we talk about those aspects a lot, shifts in timelines, like releasing old traumas, and how this can really help for us to be the conscious creator, to reflect the guidance and wisdom from our higher self into our reality. So yeah, that was really great. And maybe also another, I have a question. Maybe I read maybe a few years ago about a theory. I didn't read about the scientific research behind it, but the result was water is a memory, and as our body is mostly made of water, like our traumas and past memories are stored in our bodies, and when either we clear those we can clear those cells and clear the water within our body, we can release those energy, and also sometimes after we can feel that when we cry, sometimes after we cry we feel at peace, we feel some release happening. So are these sensory rings can help us clear those old memories and traumas within our body?
Yes, very much so, because and as you say, so much of that energy and information is stored within the water that's within our bodies. And that's what we're seeing these tensor rings doing. The tensor fields that we create here are taking water to its higher aspect, that of water as consciousness before it even came to the earth, to its higher aspect. And then as we do, it is clearing the memory that water has of being on the planet through this whole time. And so it is working energetically and consciously with the water, as well as doing the physical work of bringing water to its original crystalline structure, and just allowing it to be more of its true self in the physical form as well. And when that occurs, either when we drink the water that we charge with the rings, or else we're using the tools, or we're in the tensor fields, or wearing the pendants, whatever that is, it is working with the water within our body to help to release a lot of that cellular memory. And it's just raising everything in frequency and vibration, because, so much of what we see as dis-ease within the body is a lower density vibration. Like most energy healers that you would go to for cancer would usually see cancer as beginning in the emotional field, and then that denser energy then transduces down into the physical. And so that's really why we see so many magic and miracles occurring with using these tools, is that it is working on those higher planes where we see everything begin to manifest before it actually we see it here within the physical. So one of the things too about the tensor rings, and that's kind of what part of our topic here is today, is transforming the environment and creating sacred space. Some really interesting developments have occurred in the past couple of years with the tensor tools. And we discovered, my sister and I, Brenda, we received this Sacred Heart activation a couple years ago. The Sacred Heart is what we see as the trifold gold flame heart that you always see the pictures of Jesus and Mary depicted with, but it's beyond religions. the Sacred Heart activation is what we received, and it was like this golden fire within the heart that went through every cell of the body. And it brought in that higher connection, because that golden fire is, you know, that's basically our soul's light, which we house within the heart. So when we received that Sacred Heart activation, we also received a new qubit measure, which we simply called the golden fire. Now, this golden fire ring, which is going to be in all the tools that we'll talk about here in a few minutes, the golden fire tools are emitting that frequency of the Sacred Heart. And with that, the clearing work that happens is just phenomenal. These tools are working not only with electromagnetics, as we've done cell phone studies, which show that you put a cell phone tab on your cell phone, and it transforms that energy to be something helpful and beneficial, because electromagnetics in general are not harmful. Our heart is a huge electromagnetic generator. So we are using the tools to transform electromagnetics. But the golden fire tools are also working with dense consciousness, as well as ghosts, waywards, entities. And we just call entities, like, as in non-beneficial disincarnate beings or not incarnated beings. So when you are in the field of the golden fire tools, it is bringing a remembrance to the soul of the Sacred Heart, because every human carries the Sacred Heart. It's just that it has not been active in thousands of years, in a couple thousand years. So this Sacred Heart is something that, as it brings that remembrance on the soul level to all beings, whether they are incarnate or not, it will bring it to a ghost, a wayward, as we call them, because they're trying to find their way home. These disincarnate beings, it activates the Sacred Heart. Their soul comes in and takes them across. For years, I've always done the crossing over of disincarnate beings, because it's just a field that I can see and perceive. And since the golden fire tools came along, I no longer have to take the time to help them cross back over to be whole and complete within themselves, because the golden fire tools do that along with their soul. So the golden fire tools, again, are not only working with water, electromagnetics, but also ghosts, waywards, and dense consciousness. So some of the tools that we create a larger field that covers an entire neighborhood. And we hear of and see just magic and miracles occurring every day, not only with people themselves who are using these tools, but of the entire environment around them. Again, part of what we do is working with the geomagnetic lines, portal vortexes, things like that. And the golden fire tools are also working with these. They're working with portal vortexes that are non-beneficial. They're working with just everything within the environment. And the tensor fields will go through the earth. I mean, the tensor fields cannot be contained by the walls of a home or the earth or Faraday cages even. It is a quantum field that travels through everything physical. So with the golden fire, and that is at the end of the call here, that's what we're going to be doing, is activating the Sacred Heart. And that is that trifold gold flame heart of the human. And it's just a simple meditation, and we'll be doing that here in a few minutes. Really, really profound stuff. And one of the things, too, that I really wanted to mention was about, there's the Sacred Heart, but there's the sacred space of the heart. Now, when we talk about the tools being heart-centered and being created in a heart-centered way and helping us all get back into the heart, we're talking about the sacred space of the heart. Again, as our heart is a big electromagnetic field, within the very epicenter of that physical heart, we find that there's a space that contains actually brain cells, because that is where our consciousness began before birth, sometime after birth and growing up. we moved our consciousness from the heart and we moved it right up into the head, which sits, we see the consciousness as a little ball of light. It sits right behind the pineal gland, right in the middle of the head, and it sees through our physical eyes and it sees the world separate from us. It is also, as our consciousness sits there, it is very much affected by the ego, which is a great thing. It is there for survival, but our consciousness then is affected by programs, beliefs, emotions, past trauma dramas. All of that stuff is very much affecting our consciousness. So when we move our consciousness, which is part of the Sacred Heart activation, is we do these three breaths to move our consciousness from the head back into the physical heart, the sacred space of the heart. And that is huge, because when we live from within that sacred space of the heart, we are not influenced by all those other things that are within the head, programs, beliefs, emotions, traumas. So the Sacred Heart and the three breaths that you use to get into that sacred space of the heart are something that my sister Brenda and countless others through time have brought through from their higher soul selves and their guides, is doing this three breath technique, which my sister calls the Trinity breath, which basically you are connecting to Earth, to Source, Creator, Soul, and you're bringing those both together within the heart. So the tools that we create are also creating a field that will help to draw you into the heart space. So sacred space of the heart really is an integral part of the tools, and also should be an integral part of what we do, because we can go to the heart space and make our decisions, because then we're not influenced. And two, as we've been creating this world, we've been creating it through lack and necessity and fear, which all comes from our consciousness being up in the head. And if we can move our consciousness simply and easily with those three breaths, and even with using these tools, we go back into the sacred space of the heart, and then we create the world in a whole different way. Because all hearts are connected, we see that is where our soul's light is within that sacred space of the heart. So what we do and what we create from the heart space is good for all. Really a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That was so beautiful. I really loved everything you said and shared, Brian. Because that shift in consciousness like really opens up for us like a new space and a new way of living, a new way of doing and relating to others. And like with these tools and also the work we are doing on clearing and connecting more and more deeper to our truth and our higher self, like it really brings this to our reality, and we can see it and feel it more and more in our daily life. And also I really love that when you explained about the electromagnetics and how also our hearts transmit this, because maybe before whenever we hear electromagnetics, we understand that it's only harmful, but it's there in nature, in the universe. Mm-hmm. And there are tools that can transform, like those that we receive from the electronic devices, to more beneficial ones. That was really really beautiful. So thank you so much, Brian, for that. And we will take questions from the audience in a little bit. So everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to ask your question. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And before that, the time to receive the questions from the audience. Brian, I would love if we can talk about the energetic tools that you are offering, 6 tools that are included in the energetic transformation kits, and where also our audience can attend an exclusive webinar with you. So I would love if we can talk about those six items and webinar. And everyone, I invite you to follow with us on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page when it becomes available there. Yeah, Brian, can you please talk about those tools?
Certainly. So the Energetic Transformation Kit, it's six tools that are working for, you know, we call it the basic home health and personal care package. And it really is a great set of tools for covering everything that you would need for your environment, whether it's your electronic devices, water, the environment, your own personal Wi-Fi. And the tools now, we're seeing that it is restructuring not only electromagnetic dense consciousness, but we recently did the upgrades to the tools to be able to work with the 5G millimeter wave. And that's done through, again, the tools we create through the consciousness work that we do first, and then that is housed in that higher space, and then they're anchored into the physical tools. So for working with like the 5G millimeter wave, it is done through the golden fire. That golden fire field is what is transforming these specific electromagnetic frequencies into something helpful and beneficial. So we first start with the tensor field generator as our first item, which is for the environmental clearing. Now, the tensor field generator, it's made up of four rings, and it's in a geometry shape. It's in a sphere. And this particular tool goes out 3/4 of a mile in all directions. So within that mile and a half sphere of influence, it is working with electromagnetics, with water, with dense consciousness, ghosts, waywards. It is bringing that higher frequency and that clearing of everything in the environment. So if you picture like within your home, you have all these different frequencies that are floating through the air. And this generator, you can place it anywhere in your home, and it will transform all those frequencies into something healthful and beneficial. So your Wi-Fi router that sits across the room, it's transforming that. The electromagnetic fields that come out of your wall sockets and out of the wiring in your home, it transforms that into something helpful and beneficial. All the cell phone transmissions that come through the home, your smart meters, everything is transformed that floats through the air with this one particular tool. And it's also working with the geomagnetic and portal vortexes as well. So just having just that one tool is super phenomenal. If you spend a lot of time in front of your electrical panel or your fuse panel, that puts out a field of energy about 5.5-6 feet of this, of that particular electromagnetic frequency is non-beneficial. We have like professional dowsers who come in and they show dowsing of that field to be in the negative thousands. And you put on this golden fire disc, which is one of the tools in this package, onto that electrical box, and it changes the energy field to positive hundreds. And you can follow that out to the local transformer box, and it follows that to all of the fuse panels connected to that. So if you live in an apartment building, you put this right on the fuse panel door, and it covers all of the apartments within your building. And again, it is working with the consciousness of electricity, of Gaia, the earth elementals, and is basically using that electrical field, that electrical current, to create a sacred space within the home. Just such phenomenal, easy technology because we are working with consciousness and the sacred space, the heart. One of the other tools that we have for electronics is the cell phone tab. Now, the cell phone tab, we actually did a vital feedback study, which showed that when you put this little one-inch disc with a little sticky back onto your phone, it can go on your phone case. When you put that on your phone, it then aligns energy bodies, chakras, and makes organs function better. I actually sleep with my phone near my head at night. I totally see this producing and trust this producing a beneficial field. Now, the testimonies that we have with these things are just phenomenal as well, because we've had people that were not able to touch their cell phones. They always had to use like the earbuds to where they could talk on the phone. And when they put the cell phone sticker on, they're actually able to use their phone again. Just a really a phenomenal little tool for just such a little one-inch ring that you can stick right onto your phone. Next, we have a water ring. Now, this Golden Fire water ring, it's a 3¾-inch water ring that is doing phenomenal things with the water. Now, we always have people to, when they first get their water ring, we ask that they take 2 glasses of water and just take this in the evening time before you go to bed and set your ring on the table and set 1 glass of water right inside that ring, right inside the energy field of that ring, and the other glass of water just sit over to the side. And then let those glasses sit overnight, and then you can taste and feel a difference within the water. You know, and that is, it's really a great tangible way for us to realize that the tools are doing great things with the water, that they're actually doing what it is that we say that they're doing. And with the water ring too, we're actually in the New Science of Water book, Dancing with Water, and they too talk about what the tensor fields are doing with water and some of the testing that's been done with these tensor rings in water. So again, it does go back to the science as well. So after the water ring, then we have the Wi-Fi ring. Now, the Wi-Fi ring is just a little bit less than a 2-inch ring. Now, it doesn't have to go on your Wi-Fi router. As I said before, if your Wi-Fi router is, you know, on the other side of the room, the Golden Fire generator, the tensor field generator, is going to be taking care of those Wi-Fi transmissions. If you spend time right next to your router, like within a foot of that, then you can use the Wi-Fi ring on there. Otherwise, you can use that Wi-Fi ring, because it's versatile, for anything. All these rings are interchangeable, whether they're with electromagnetics or with water or with your own personal spiritual connectivity, clearing work, healing work. Again, healing we see as working on those higher dimensional planes first before things come into the physical. So when I say healing work, it is the releasing work, the clearing work of the blockages that keep us from being, you know, without dis-ease and discomfort. So the Wi-Fi ring, you can use it as a pendant. I mean, people use it as a pendant. They'll carry it in their pocket. Another great use for the Wi-Fi ring is over light bulbs. Now, this particular Wi-Fi ring will fit over an incandescent light bulb tube. Now, I know that a lot of people have sensitivities to different spectrums of visible light, whether it is fluorescent or whether it is the more digital. No matter the style of light bulb, whether, you know, even in the incandescent, you can slip this Wi-Fi ring over that light bulb, and especially with the LEDs, I am so sensitive to LED lights of specific frequencies that when I use the Wi-Fi ring with those, it makes it completely tolerable then. And then the Wi-Fi ring can also be placed over your drinking cup or your drinking bottle. So the Wi-Fi ring, super versatile, doesn't necessarily have to be used with Wi-Fi. Then our last tool that we have on here is the pendant. Now, this coil pendant, and as you see in the picture here, it is a coil. It's about as big around as a pencil, and then it has an infinity on the end. And if you're looking at the picture, you'll see that it has a adjustable leather lanyard connected to the infinity side. Anymore, we just connect that lanyard to the other side of the coil. It does not make a difference which way this coil faces, up or down. But what this coil is doing is it's a tensor rein that is put into this specific shape of the coil that creates a toroidal field, a true tube torus, a donut-shaped field. And as that creates that toroidal field, and then we have the infinity on the other end, that figure eight, that infinity is connecting into the heart, not only the energetic heart, the chakra, but also the electromagnetic heart. And it is therefore then connecting that tube torus, that toroidal field that the coil produces, it is connecting that with our heart where we find our light. So on this field, which this coil pendant we also call an empath filter, because it creates that tube torus around you. But then as it connects into our heart, it also brings our light onto that field. So we have that toroidal field of tensor field energy, of the golden fire, and also of our light, our unending light. And so it then acts as a filter for empaths, for being able to receive the information, because being an empath is really a phenomenal gift. We receive the information, but not all the garbage. This particular coil pendant is also great for people with severe hypersensitivities to electromagnetics, because it's creating that field around them. And these tools are all training wheels. So basically, this coil pendant, for me, I wore it for 3 weeks, and it entrained my energy bodies to flow, to align, and to flow in that field and in that fashion. Then I didn't have to wear the coil anymore, though I still do wear it daily. So those are all 6 really phenomenal tools. The last thing that we have in this package offering is this hour-long webinar. Now, really, we create all these phenomenal tools, but I feel the most powerful thing in creation is the consciousness work. And so in this hour-long webinar that is just for those who purchased this kit, we're going to be doing this webinar that is basically walking you through doing all kinds of the leading-edge work that my sister Brenda and I are doing. That includes the activations, the attunements, taking you to the spaces, like the space of all knowing, just really phenomenal work. And so that's it for the Energetic Transformation Kit Plus webinar. And that is a very special price that I brought here for Monsef to offer to you guys, which is even better than the price that we have on the website, which includes this webinar here. So, and again, we're a family-based business where we hand create all of these tools that are cut to very specific measurements. And we have a crew of very heart-centered, wonderful beings that assist us in the creation of these tools. So. All right.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Brian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very grateful to you that you are offering these kits to our audience, which, as you described, like, that includes the 6 tools, which are really, really powerful and touch in on different fields and areas. So so yeah, very, very grateful to you, Brian. Thank you so much. And also, like, we have here, like, in the page, like, many people sharing about their own experience with your tools, and also they can find much more in your website. And it's really fascinating what, like, these tools, what can these tools help us in shifting and creating and also protecting our energy field. So yeah, everyone, really highly recommend taking advantage of these kits. And you can find it on the on the page, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page, when it will become available there. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you again, Brian. And can we take some questions from the audience?
All right, wonderful.
Okay, so again, everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to ask your question. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right, so we have a caller from Palo Alto, phone number ending with 6474. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Hi.
My name is Agnes.
Hi, Agnes.
Thank you for this show. Thank you, Brian. I've spoken to you before. How are you, Brian?
I'm good.
I am just open to whatever guidance you might have today.
So it's so I see that there is some stuff coming into your field that would be really wonderful to help clear up. And when we do our little activation here in just a couple minutes, that should clear a lot of what you have there in the field. And that's just what presents to me.
Okay.
And is that kind of what you were anticipating there?
Yeah. Can you just clarify what you mean? You said dust.
I just said stuff. So
yeah.
Basically, just dense energy. Yeah. And
sure.
So that's how it presents to me, is that there's just dense energy, and it's just kind of right outside of your field, and it's just kind of poking into your field.
Okay.
And so whatever that is, you know, when we do the activation work here, it'll just basically, you'll expand out and you'll clear everything within your field and you'll do.
And I have the coil. It fell off of the string, the necklace portion. So I've just been carrying it around in my pocket. Does that need to be reactivated at all, or is that still completely functional?
Nope, it's still fully functional. And that's really the beautiful thing about the tensor tools, is as long as the welds are always in place, they never need cleaned or cleared, and they're always going to be fully functional. Now, with the coil pendant, it's a lot better when it's near the heart, just because it's bringing through our light more onto the field. But even if it's just in your pocket or in your handbag and it's within your field, it's still going to be doing great things.
And the wand that I purchased from you, one of the screws came out, so it's it needs to be reassembled. Is it still working, or do I need to just send this back to you to be reassembled?
Oh, yep. Nope. Now, we do have a lifetime guarantee on all the physical aspects of the tools. So, yes, please do just get a hold of us, and we are happy to repair or replace anything.
All righty. Thank you for your beautiful offering today, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Agnes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Agnes, for calling in.
Thank you.
Beautiful. And thank you also, Brian, for the guidance. We have a question from Joanne. Hello, Brian. I am a big fan of Twisted Sage. Would you please address the 5G issue? Thank you.
Okay, yes. So with the 5G, you know, there is so much fear going on with the 5G millimeter wave for good reason, because if you are really exposed to that wave, you know, there does become some issues, but there are ways that we can clear those. But it's just that there's so much fear about it because it's not everywhere. It's not, I just recently did a study downtown Chicago. I walked through the downtown streets doing some filming. We'll eventually get a film put out there about the frequencies of funk and the 5G scare. So basically, the 5G millimeter wave, though, it is a real thing. Now, we've had people in Minneapolis where they first turned it on, which when it connects into the electrical distribution system and it comes into the home, it's basically like creating a microwave box. And so with that, the generator, the tensor field generator, the golden fire generator, and one of the discs that you put onto the electrical panel will completely clear that as for your home as well as back up the distribution line. And we do teach people also how to anchor columns of light, which is a really empowering way to go about your neighborhood anchoring columns of light into transmitters, not just the 5G stuff, but into all the communication tower transmitters. The tools that we do create, though, they are going to assist in transforming those 5G millimeter waves that come through the home. But again, please don't go into fear with this. There's ways that we can transform it, and most people who are having the hypersensitivity to electromagnetics, it is because of all the other great stuff that's out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian. And thank you, Joanne, for your question. So we have Melanie from Montreal. Great topic. Outside my building, there is a noise coming from some kind of electric wiring. It is very disturbing. What can I do to prevent this energy to interfere with mine? Thank you.
Okay, so to me that feels like electrical transformer. And so again, with something of that nature, the tools are going to transform the energetics of that into something helpful and beneficial. So, you know, it really is a powerful way that we can utilize everything that is in our modern world, whether it is a cell phone tower that's transmitting beneficial energies instead of non-beneficial energies, or electrical distribution lines that are transmitting a beneficial golden fire energy. I mean, there's ways that we use these tools, as well as consciousness work, to transform all these different frequencies and carriers that are out there. And that's what we'll also be doing in our one-hour webinar that comes with this package, is we'll be teaching people how to work with columns of light. And that is really such a powerful way to transform, you know, especially if you know where this is that's outside your window that you're feeling, hearing. If you can see that space, we can anchor columns of light into it, and then that can transform it as well as using the physical tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, Brian. And thank you also, Melanie, for your question. Now we have Missy. She wrote, as an extreme sensitive to the world around me, I need something to protect me. As my intentions and comments don't hold boundaries. I am loving being and care deeply about all life, and yet I have zero energy, always depleted.
Okay, and again, that's where this golden fire coil pendant, the empath filter, can come into play, because it is going to... it's also grounding and connecting, and it's also bringing your light through, because we have an infinite amount of light within us. And so it just allows us to step more fully into our power as we are more grounded, more connected, and holding that space for us so that we can shine our light brighter. And that's really what these tools are about, is empowering us. And so, I really feel that coil pendant would be a marvelous tool to empower you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian. And also thank you so much, Missy, for your question. Brian, I feel maybe it's the right time to do the Sacred Heart activation. Can you please guide us through it?
Perfect. So this is a quick and simple, easy process. All right, so we're going to begin with going into the sacred space of the heart. So if you just close your eyes and just imagine within your physical heart, your fire, your soul's fire, your light. Now we're going to connect deep down into the earth, and we're going to breathe in that light of the earth, that unconditional healing, loving energy of Gaia, of Mother Earth. We're just going to take that breath in, breathing in that energy of the earth up through the feet, bringing that energy all the way up through the body and into the heart. So we're connecting our light with the light of the earth. Next, we're going to connect to Source, Creator, God, Soul, Central Sun, however you see and say that. We're going to breathe in that unconditional love and healing energy right into the heart. In the third breath, we breathe in from both earth and sky, bringing both energies together within the heart and mixing it with you. So you are then grounded, connected, and in the heart space. So as you stand as this column of light that you are, you're in your heart. Just take that light and just visualize expanding that out around you. Just creating this bubble of light around you. And again, you're supported by the earth, by Source, Soul, Creator, God. Now standing in front of you, visualize your soul, that giant golden being, however that presents to you. Your soul comes and puts its hand on your heart. And it activates that golden fire, the sacred heart. I will hold space for you too. Just trust the process, trust your soul. Just allow and receive that sacred heart activation. You may get warm, you may have the cool, clear waters flowing. However it is, just use your visualization, seeing that golden fire in your heart, seeing it flow through every cell of your body and between every cell of your body. It's taking that golden fire and wrapping up anything on the physical, mental, emotional, anything that comes up, just wrapping it up in that golden fire, your light, the frequency of your soul. Now then start to expand that golden fiery heart. Expand it out past the confines of your body, out into your field, out into the room that you're in that space that you're in. Just keep expanding that sacred heart. You can send it out to life situations, anything that comes up in the mind, any reactions, programs, beliefs, emotions. Expand that sacred heart, that golden fire to there. Perfect. I feel you all did it. And if you feel like you did not receive, just try it again with the recording. But know that this is something that's between you and your soul. Most all of us, it is the perfect time to activate the sacred heart, the golden fire. All right. Keep playing with this energy. You can share it out in the world. Just expand that light. It's a never-ending, ending, inexhaustible light. If you watch TV or see the news, go into the heart space, take in those breaths from earth, from sky. Become grounded, connected, standing as a column of light. Going to your heart and expanding that out. Because now that you have that sacred heart activation, that golden fire is going to always be there within your heart. And you can just expand that into the world at any time that you're grounded, connected in the heart space. This is truly the field of magic and miracles. Trust for them, watch for them. And thank you all for participating in this today. This is the way that we are going to just shift this entire planet. It's through this higher consciousness, through heart-based light. Thank you, Monsef, for having me here. It's such an honor and a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to you, Brian. That was really, really beautiful activation, very grounding. So really, really thank you for that. Also, thank you for the information you shared with us today, which was really, really eye-opening and really fascinating, and really showed us like the power of these tools, and also how we can connect to our higher self and bring this energy to our life. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian. Really grateful to you. And also thank you for offering the energy transformation kit. Really, really grateful to you for that. And thank you. Thank you for everything.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, everybody, for shining your lights. It's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful. And so everyone, really thank you so much for being here with us, sharing with us this space, sharing with us your beautiful energy, and also sharing with us your questions and experiences. Really, really grateful to you. And again, I highly recommend taking advantage of the package that Brian put together for us. And again, you can find it on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. So with that, everyone, thank you again, and I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next card. Bye-bye, everyone.